The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Has Mr. Obama committed acts worthy of impeachment? He has been warned by U.S. Representative Walter Jones of North Carolina that if he does what his Defense Secretary Panetta says they might do in Syria, it would be an impeachable offense. In a recent report before the Senate's Armed Services Committee, Panetta had a very revealing exchange with Representative Jeff Sessions of Alabama. WorldNet Daily reports, quote, "It was Secretary of Defense Panetta's declaration that he and President Obama looked not to the Congress for authorization to bomb Syria, but to NATO and the United Nations that brought the rousing response from Representative Sessions." "Well, I'm almost breathless about that," Sessions responded, "because what I heard you say is we're going to seek international approval and then we'll come and tell the Congress what we might do, and we might seek congressional approval. And I just want to say to you, that's a big deal," end quote. It was this exchange that stirred Representative Jones to introduce House Concurrent Resolution 107, which warns Obama that if he uses the U.S. military to strike offensively at Syria without the approval of Congress, such an act would be, quote, "an impeachable high crime and misdemeanor," as the Constitution states. Hooray for Representatives Jones and Sessions. In my opinion, this impeachment resolution is long overdue. Impeachment is the trial of a government servant who is accused of violating his oath to defend the U.S. Constitution. Impeachment charges are to be brought by the House of Representatives. They act as the grand jury who brings forth the charges, hence Representative Jones' resolution. If a majority of the representatives believe the charges are just, then the trial begins. The U.S. Senate then becomes the actual judges in such a case. The senators are sworn in as judges by the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. They then are the ones who determine if the accused government servant is guilty of the crime as charged. A majority vote would condemn the one accused. He would then be stripped of all his government authority and office. Next, he would be liable to a civil court for prosecution if his crimes were also of a civil nature. While this resolution does not set in motion for Mr. Obama actual impeachment proceedings, it does finally warn him that he can't run roughshod over our Congress. This is long overdue. He has violated his oath to the U.S. Congress from his very first acts in the White House. If you listed all his major acts, I'm not sure you could find even one that is mentioned in the powers of the presidency as listed in the U.S. Constitution. His agenda violates every principle of limited government that our founding fathers built into the Constitution that gives us our form of government, a republic. And remember, what they gave us created the greatest nation in world history. It gave the greatest amount of liberty to the greatest number of people of any nation in all of history. How much liberty will Obama's so-called health care plan give to individuals? How much liberty will his affinity with Muslim nations give to Americans who believe in our constitutional rights? How much liberty do our soldiers have who are being sent to fight without their representatives in Congress approving that fight? The Bible says of believers in Jesus Christ, "Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters?" Should we surrender to Mr. Obama or impeach Mr. Obama? The Bible teaches you should decide that. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.